Hi, I'm Lady Ganja.
And I'm the Midwest Canna Queen.
Learn with us as we tackle challenges faced by marketing and branding teams in the cannabis industry.
And laugh alongside us as we puff, puff, pass.
We are the Devil's Lettuce Ladies.
Welcome to our little corner of the world, the weed world.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that I just realized that you texted me about an hour ago when I arrived at your house, and I didn't see it until just now, but it says, I'm stuck in my laundry. Hold, please.
I didn't get the text that you said you were on your way. I have been rebuilding, and that was a very strong I, and I meant we. We have been rebuilding my dryer this week because, I don't know, I do. And we were putting it back together to make sure that it worked. We had to replace the heating element and stuff in it this week.
After just little things.
And so my little, and I'm using quotes for laundry room because if that dryer is out, I can't get out of the door and I was stuck. And I didn't know you were on your way. Like, in my head, I was like, 4:30.
And yeah. I was here right at 4:20.
Yeah, yeah, you were.
I was ready to go.
Yeah, you were. sign me up. It's 4:20.
Well, in that case, hi there. I am Lady Ganja.
I'm the Midwest Canna Queen.
And today, our episode is going to be all about weed, family, and Thanksgiving. Because this episode will come out right on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry, Thanksgiving with a D.
Yeah, I'm trying to play up like every other dispensary or any other marketing would do. But anyway, what you smoking?
What am I smoking today? I am actually eating the Good Tide rosin gummies.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. They taste really, really good. They're by Wild.
Yeah, I have not had these yet.
I should have brought you over the bag, but it's like in this little kind of cardboard tube, and it's just beautifully designed and packaged anyway. But the gummies, I was like, are these gummies going to be fresh when I open this up? Because it was
right. A
cardboard tube. They're very fresh, super juicy. They're allegedly made with real fruit.
Interesting.
And the thing that I love best about this, they're fully compostable. And the packaging is recyclable.
That's amazing.
Which is like a huge problem in cannabis. Like everything is plastic. So, mm-hmm.
Yep. That's awesome.
Well, this is their little description that I grabbed from their website. So it's infused with rosin extracted from hybrid cannabis strains. Our guava gummies offer a balanced high with true to plant properties. The naturally occurring terpenes and minor cannabinoids present in our solventless hash rosin combine with the real fruit guava ingredients to create a deliciously rounded experience. Dive in. The vacation has already begun.
Wow.
Don't you just want to dive in there?
Sure.
They're really good. And they're, I feel like they don't give me a headache as much as like the distillate gummies can sometimes make me feel like I have a little bit of a hangover.
I can tell if I've been having too many gummies for sure. I do start to get a headache. The very first time I tried Wild, I got a headache and I didn't try them again for a very long time. And then
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And now the ones that originally gave me a headache, I've been able to have them because. Those are the ones the peach like gummy one, like the CBG or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Anyway, that's awesome. You go above and beyond. I mean, I could read the apple cinnamon description if you want, but I didn't bring any of that.
You can do whatever you want. This is your time. This is your whatcha smoking.
This is my like.
I completely forgot to bring the fucking packaging, so I could have had it here. But
well, I have been on the blueberry crumble rip from Loom.
Is that the one that I took a hit off of?
No, that was a different one.
Okay.
Which one did you have? Now they've all blended in together because now, like, I was very good about keeping them all separate, and then I left one in Tennessee, and then I just started ripping them open and try them. So I will say, if it's been open now, one of them that's been open since like that trip, and it's not hitting now. And I don't know if I need to charge it, which I'm going to try, but it probably seems like it's getting clogged. So we'll see, which is interesting. And I think that's probably because it's a 1 gram. I'm used to having half grams, a 1 gram disposable. I'm not hitting it all the time. So we'll see. But anyway, the blueberry, still my favorite right
now.
That
sounds delicious.
Anyway, and I do know that it is a hybrid, but it's kind of like a more of a focus, I would say, like type of, I'm not like ready to go to bed. I'm not ready to go out and party, but I'm pretty chill. Like,
I like that.
Yeah. And then the other thing I am doing, and in the spirit of Thanksgiving, is high-minded apple cinnamon gummies.
Yum.
They are so fucking good.
So good.
I mean, they will kick your ass.
Like, 10 out of 10.
I took one day and I just popped one in because I'm like, I take 20 milligrams often and that's fine. And I had to text my boyfriend and I was like, I am too high and I need a minute.
They're 20 milligrams, right?
Yeah.
I can only cut that in half. 10 milligrams is just almost too much for me sometimes.
It was too much for me for 15 minutes, but honestly, sometimes I really enjoy that ride. So
you just got to let the wave pass.
I know. You're like, sometimes I just need to know that I can still get that high, you know, like, because then there's another, like at some other point in the weekend, I was to the point of like, I probably had smoked myself sober, like just because smoked all day, was working around the house and like did my regular Sunday cleaning, smoking all day. By Sunday night, I'm like, I don't even know why I'm doing this anymore. But, and that was, what was it? That was Bubble Berry. That was what we were telling you last night, what we were smoking. Oh, I have a review of it.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Because I'm not the one to review this stuff. I wrote it down and texted it to myself. Stand by. Very satisfied. This is a review from my boyfriend. He's like, I'm just so satisfied. And he's staring at me looking at me. I was like, okay. And he's like, I'm just thinking about how wonderful life is.
I love that, though. That's such a nice feeling.
It was. And he was so happy. And then the other side effect was that he was Chatty Cathy afterwards. And we were trying to watch the Great British Baking Show.
He needs to shut up and... let it happen.
I looked at him and I was like, can we watch this? And I felt terrible. But I mean, I was in. I'm in for the Great British Baking Show.
Which I just started watching, so I'm really excited to like become obsessed with it.
I mean, it's just so feel good.
It is. Yeah. It's lighthearted. I need that.
It is. It's amazing. So anyways, that was just one giant rant idea of everything that's happened.
Do we have more?
But when we return, we'll go to the actual segment of ideas. Stand by. Everything's a fucking idea right now. That's how I'm feeling.
Ideas.
Yeah. So, you know, I have a couple call-ins, if you will.
Ooh, okay. Let's hear this listener submission or call-in. Do we have a phone number? Where should they call?
It was from their landline in 1998. So number one, Johnny Red Eye.
Johnny Red Eye, number one fan. Thank you for listening.
So we're packing up the, you know, in the Midwest, you can't, like, you have to, like, batten down the hatches, like, for winter. So all the outdoor stuff and whatever, it literally took me 3 weeks to get everything, like, packed away. But we pull everything together outside, and it's all underneath this silver tarp, and it sticks up in the middle. And I haven't done it yet, but I will before this podcast comes out, because we're putting red lights under it, and because he has decided that... It's going to be our UFO, unidentified festive object.
Where is this? Because I completely missed it.
On the patio. I'll show you.
We need a picture of this.
Yeah, it will. Which, I mean, I've just been giving you all the images lately between the weed coat.
I fucking love this.
There's another image that comes up later in this episode.
Are you going to get some like aliens and have them peeking around the corner?
So this is why the lights aren't up yet, because I ordered red lights to put around it.
Yes.
And when they showed up yesterday, they sent the clear ones. So I have to fix that situation. Or what I think I should do now is unidentified festive object. I should just do colored around the bottom.
Ooh, yeah. Or green for weed.
Yeah, I could do that too. We'll see. So that was the first idea.
Incredible. Thank you for the submission.
So the second one, now I have to read this because it was a question that came in.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just going to read the text.
Okay.
You have both described weed with the word, in quotes, gas. Help me understand that.
Oh, okay.
So my response was, smells like diesel fuel.
Mm-hmm. Smells like a gas station.
Yeah. Lady Ganja actually said gassy. That makes me throw up in my mouth a bit if I'm going to inhale it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It was interesting. So then he also said, he goes, in wine, they call it petrol. Okay. That's just because it comes from Europe and that's what they call gas. For me, it works, so I don't think of a fart. So,
I mean, fair is fair.
Fair is fair, right?
That's a great suggestion. I feel like that's a thing, like in Michigan at least. Like,
oh, people it's say everywhere. Gassy. It's everywhere because even when you put in stuff into Dutchie, into Weed Maps or whatever, those are smells and effects, and yeah. That's pretty. But I thought that was interesting, and honestly, I said, well, I will bring that up because I like being European, so maybe I'll just start describing it as petrol.
I mean, I've definitely seen that in some like descriptions on like Leafly and stuff, like
really
petrol.
I'm wondering from fancier. Canada, that would make sense.
Probably. Ooh, yes.
Now I want to investigate. Do they call it gassy or like petrol up there for the smell?
Probably petrol, and we're just the like gassy Americans.
Down here, we call that gas. And this is why people need to send ideas.
Please keep them coming.
Okay. Why don't you tell me about yours?
My idea this week is that you should get high and work out. It makes it makes it a lot better.
Yeah.
Caveat. Don't go to a hot yoga class if you're super high,
because
then you'll pass out.
Mm-hmm.
But any other yoga class or most other workouts, I mean, even
I don't know, even running. Getting high and doing yoga. Yeah. I love getting high and going for a walk. I love getting high and going. I mean, to use the word run, I don't know if I've done that since like I was 10. But,
yeah, I don't know if I've ever done that because I would cough too much probably. But running sucks.
Just about anything.
Biking, smoking weed, and then taking a bike ride.
A little bit, but it also is kind of hard because depending on where you're at. Like, you have to be able to pay attention.
Very true. You're right. I should not advocate for this.
No. Now, here's the thing. Like, a casual ride through, like, the park back by my house, like, absolutely. That sounds fantastic.
I feel like that's safe if you're not, like, near cars.
Yeah. But you can't, like, cruise the Monon, really, because – or, actually, I rode my bike in town once to go to the farmer's market and realized that – the town that I live in is not prepared for pedestrians or bicyclists because the cars about ran everybody over. So you know, it was also probably like first spring weekend, like nobody knew what to do. And I was like, yeah, you have to really, I can't be high in doing this.
No, don't. So yeah, don't get high and drive, people.
But any other workout.
Yeah, it just kind of increases my motivation. And like, it's not like I'm getting like fucking toasted before, but like take a couple hits, and just get to that nice kind of like elevated state.
That's the best word for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I struggle so much with being like, and I am the worst person about this. I'll be like, I was so fucked up, or I got high, or I was so stoned. I can promise you I wasn't.
Just a little stony.
Just a little
Tony.
Elevated.
Yeah. Exactly.
Little stony Tony. Yes. Yeah,
I like that.
That's perfect. I love that. Okay.
Well. Well, I think we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we are going to talk all about Thanksgiving.
Woo. I'm already hungry.
Turkey time?
I am so excited to talk about this.
Oh, me too. I just love food, so.
I do too. But I mean, I have some good family Thanksgiving stories.
I cannot wait to hear, because your family is like very 420 friendly.
We're very 420 friendly.
Love it.
But even before like everybody was 420 friendly, my brother and I, we took notes from my dad.
Mm.
So, and once they started telling us stories, we've incorporated some of those things. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. Well, first of all, what Canna item are you going to be sharing with your family this year?
Crush OG.
Fuck yes. Is that going to go in the drug drawer?
Well, I'm hosting Thanksgiving at my place.
That's a lot. Oh, yeah. You're getting food from...
We are ordering from a local butcher shop.
Yum.
Actually, we're ordering from Goose, and they are doing, it's like, they're calling it, we're getting a ham.
Yum.
And I have a funny story about that later on. We'll talk more about it. But it's like, they're marinating it in an ash and elm pineapple cider.
God damn.
I know, I'm pretty excited.
Wow.
But anyways, yeah, we're ordering a bunch of food. I'm hosting, and it'll be my dad, and then it'll be my boyfriend's parents. And my son here. And then we have friends here. And then we'll go and have drinks and dessert at their place. And they are 420 friendly as well. So it will be a very fun. So anyways, what am I bringing? Crush OG.
Hell yeah.
High-minded Crush OG.
You're just going to be consistently just sitting at the table, just rolling joints all day.
I'm hoping. I'm going up to Michigan. I'm hoping to find. Oh, I don't know if there's pre-rolls of it. I can't remember.
Yes, there are.
Pre-rolls?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm hoping just to bring back pre-rolls for everybody.
I love that.
Yeah.
Flashback to our last episode, how pre-rolls are like the way to go now.
Exactly. So they're just so convenient. So yeah, that's what I am bringing for the family. Crush OG, as in I crushed cancer, my strength.
Yes.
Of which I should say that all of the proceeds go to a charity. It's High Minded's philanthropy strain. So
yes,
everything that gets sold, the profits go to Angels for Hope.
Yes. Yes.
In Michigan.
About 10%.
Yep. So that's very exciting. It's a very cool strain. And I, of course, love it and whatever. And there's my plug for Crush OG for Thanksgiving.
I love that. Well, I will not be sharing any Crush OG with my family because... Unfortunately, they're not really 420 friendly. I mean, obviously, like my siblings and I are, but yeah, our parents aren't cool like that.
Yeah.
But however, I did get my dad to start using this THC back cream. And then he, like, I just bought it for him. I was like, you don't need to pay me back. And then he Zelled me the next day, and the description was Mary Jane. And I'm like, Dad, you were going to get your bank account flagged. Don't do that. And also, I wish it was real Mary Jane, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
You are. You're sliding. You're just
working on it very slowly. It's all coming together.
I mean, I think that what some of these recipes, this is a way to introduce them that we're going to talk about.
I think so.
And you should try that.
Do you have like, do you have a favorite infused recipe? We looked at the Ripple sent out this like adorable.
Well, so that's how I came up with it, because my infused recipe for Thanksgiving that I choose is vodka soda Ripple.
Fuck yeah.
So, in the spirit of sharing the recipes that I was supposed to come with, I looked it up, and Ripple sent out this email to me last week. Not just to me, but they sent out this email last week, and it was their recipe book for all of their flavors. Not all of their whatever they're called.
Sticks.
So, I did pick... I did... I did put that in there just to say, like, well, there are recipes out there. We will share that link. It's pretty awesome. What are you thinking here?
Well, I looked through this recipe guide and it all sounds awesome. There was like a salad in there. There was pumpkin pie. But this one really caught my attention because it's called Wavy Gravy.
Fuck yeah.
And it's just their plain flavor, like their the Ripple Relief packets that like don't have any extra flavoring to them at all. And you just make your own gravy and put it in there. Like, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about this is that the Relief are 20 to 1. So you're getting like this is it's a complete microdose. So it's like quarter, which is great because if you're eating a whole entire meal.
Yeah.
You got to like stack that up, right?
Oh yeah. Like you can't just throw in 20 milligrams of THC in that gravy and
hope for the best. Roll the dice.
People might be knocked out by the time dinner comes.
Here's what you can't do. When you give somebody a infused item, you should know how much is in that infused item.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Don't just dose people. That's right. Not cool.
Which I will say I love about this because it gives you like how many servings, how much like each serving is. And truth be told, I'd probably double everything, but you know. That's me in my 420 household.
That's your family who's used to it. I gotta like build up slowly. I'm like, there's only what 0.25 milligrams THC in there. Like, you'll be fine.
Right. That's true. Well, that's awesome.
It sounds really good. It's got like soy sauce and what else was in there? Mushrooms. Just looks really good. I struggle with making a roux though, so I probably wouldn't be able to make this recipe.
Oh. Well, here's how you make mine. A shot of vodka, preferably 2 doses, some SodaStream soda, and then a Ripple Pure 10 milligram. And if I'm feeling randy, I will also throw in a Balanced, which is another 5 milligrams THC with 5 milligrams of CBD.
What about a lime or a lemon?
Lemon on top of that.
Okay.
And then I will be able to converse with whoever you need me to talk to.
I love that drink. That is also, I mean, because you know, I drink vodka sodas too. I can't drink anything else. And that's a great blend. I'll have to try that.
I know. I mean, I highly recommend it.
I like the Ripple lemonades in my vodka soda.
Those are so great too. And those are actually quick sticks. Like those are, you can just shoot those. But I, for a long time, didn't know that. And yeah, I was just putting them in water, and they're fantastic.
It's more fun that way.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. More on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Funny family stories. What you got?
Funny family stories. And this has to be weed related?
I don't think so. It's Thanksgiving.
Well, I immediately thought of, I don't know if this was Thanksgiving era, but like 1 year. I was the firstborn, so I was a good kid. I never smoked weed until I went to college.
Yeah.
But my brothers,
Stony Tonys.
They're a bunch of stoners, like high school. And they convinced me one time to smoke down with them in the basement. And they had the little, I think it's called a sploof. I don't know if that's the correct terminology. I'm pretty sure. It was a toilet paper roll, cardboard.
And you would put it in the...
And then put like a dryer sheet over it.
Fuck yeah, did that.
And we totally thought that was like covering up the smell, right?
The stuff that we thought was covering up the smell is shocking to me.
Spoiler alert, it did not.
Spoiler alert, did you get busted?
I think we did. But I think my brother's gotten more trouble than me for some reason.
Never got caught smoking pot. Did get caught with papers in my car, but didn't get caught in the act of smoking pot ever. But anyways, I don't know how that would have gone.
Well, we were dumb and young. I mean, you can't cover it. Like, unless you have like a fruity vape pen like the kids have these days, like they have it so easy.
right?
We were literally like, I mean, blowing into dryer sheets.
No, now this is what, now you pick up
into the vent.
You pick up a, like a you pick up a Jeter sugar plum joint and it just smells like sugar plums and nobody's the wiser. It's totally fine.
Just smells like fairy asshole.
Fairy asshole. I'm going to, that's going to sit with me for a minute.
I don't know where that came from. Anyway, do you have any funny weed stories from Thanksgiving past?
Lots, but couple things. This was the one thing that my mom taught us when they were, it was my dad, but when they would all, when him and his cousins would show up to like a family event, when they would want to go smoke, they would be like, they would offer to go get ice. Mm. Or they, so they would always be like, oh, we need to go get ice.
Yeah.
We need ice.
Yeah.
So
you're helping out the fam.
Yeah. And then they'd go smoke a joint and get ice, probably once again, thinking they didn't smell like weed when they came back.
Oh, yeah.
So then it became just a thing to where when my son was young, we would be like, want to go get ice, because that was the way we would hide it from him or whatever. And it was, oh, it's always been, so it is code word in the family during holidays of, you want to go get ice? And that means you want to go smoke.
I love that.
So that's story one. Story two is this picture here that I have, and this will be on the gram.
I love it. Vibes are immaculate.
So we would go to Colorado every other year for Thanksgiving and then do Christmas back home or whatever. So this was like one of the years that we were out there, and we all play in a fantasy, we used to play in this fantasy football league, and it was all of the family, and it never failed. My brother and I would play each other before we would get together for a holiday. Mm-hmm. And so we would make bets, and it turned into whoever won the game got to pick the other person's outfit for that holiday, and they had to show up in it.
I love that.
So this was the inaugural year, and I lost the bet. And he, when I showed up to his house, he had it waiting for me, and it is a reindeer costume. And I had to sit through the entire meal, and I have two glasses of wine in front of me in this picture, and I'm wearing this reindeer costume. Follow this up with, and this should be saved for the Christmas story, but this is just an insight into our holiday. Follow this up with the next year, I won the fantasy game. So my brother had to wear an outfit. And I ordered everything for him to be Cousin Eddie at Christmas, and he was going to have to walk in. And I was down to, I had ordered the pants or whatever. The only thing I didn't order was the shoes. And this motherfucker, because he got into my Amazon account to order gifts for his wife, he saw what I had ordered. And then he fucking ordered the shoes. So when I thought I was being sly, showing up and being like, haha, you're Cousin Eddie. He's like, I know. And I got the shoes to go with it.
Oh my God. What a sweet big brother. Wait, he's your big
he's
brother.
He's my little brother.
Little brother? Little brother? I don't know why I thought he was big brother.
But he, it was just funny because he totally wound up me because I thought he was going to be like so embarrassed. And instead he was like, no, I'm taking it to the next level. And I so there's not great it. Pictures of that. Plus we won't, I won't embarrass him yet, but you do get
we will censor his face.
We will censor his face.
For his privacy.
So this was what, this is what we do. We,
I think it's cute. I think you lucked out and like, I would wear that.
We call
any day.
I also have another one from Christmas or the last Thanksgiving we had in Colorado. And I have a picture of that, which we can share. And I was in an elf costume, like this elf dress, and it jingles. There's even a video of me singing like Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. Like that's.
That'll be for our Christmas post.
We'll save that for the Christmas post because it's a lot. But this is what it, like, I love this time of year. We have a lot of fun. I'm not going to see my brother for Thanksgiving, but we'll see him for Christmas. So I'm hosting here and then whatever. I'm very, so those are my family things. I'm trying to think of what else. That's a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we have a good time.
I love that.
What's the Forbes article that we have?
Oh, well, since we're talking about Thanksgiving, I saw this article in Forbes, and I think it was like one of those emails that we get from like the Green Market Report or one of those. I'll have to find who originally sent it to me. But it was talking about the growing importance of cannabis for Thanksgiving celebrations. And this quote from them says, "With the holiday season quickly approaching, cannabis consumers are gearing up to include herb in their celebrations, according to a new survey commissioned by vertically integrated cannabis operator Air Wellness." Have you heard of them?
Nope.
I have not either. And real-time market research firm Suzy. And the survey found that 90% of cannabis consumers plan to buy at least as much cannabis for the holiday season this year as they did in 2021, despite the impact inflation is having on shopping budgets. 7 out of 10 said they would be stocking up on enough cannabis to share. So sounds like more people are having Thanksgiving with their fams.
Okay.
I wish mine would get on. I got to make this gravy.
I mean, to be honest with you, since 2021, the prices have like been cut in half. So we can still get almost twice as much for our dollar. Like, it yes, inflation
so
is
cheap
there.
In Michigan.
But come on.
So cheap.
So that doesn't shock me at all. But I do see in these notes, and being the stoner that I am, I totally forgot one of my things that we do also on Thanksgiving when my brother and I are together.
Oh, yeah.
We do the whole family thing. And then at the end of the night, we get Stony Tony. And we watch Christmas Vacation and we re-eat all of our Thanksgiving food.
That's
every
awesome.
Single. Yeah, it's awesome.
I love that. Your family is so sweet and close. I love it so much.
Until like the fact like that we have significant others that let us do this debauchery, because we're like, no, this is our tradition and this is what we're doing.
Deal with it.
So I know. Anyway. I like that article. I'm not shocked by it. I also think it's really neat to talk about being able to show up and share cannabis. So
I know. Instead of like
to talking about going to get ice.
Everybody's getting ice this year.
Everybody's getting you get ice. You get it. That we're all I think that's pretty awesome. So
my brother used to go out for ice cream in quotations with our cousin, and they would go smoke weed, but I was the good kid and I was like, they're going to go do drugs.
Look at you now though. You
look at me now.
You can't a podcaster.
My dare officer could see me now.
Perfect. That's amazing.
So what else do we have coming up? Green Wednesday?
Yeah. What are the deals going to be? Do you think they're gonna be better than 420 deals?
I don't think so. I mean, there's still going to be good stuff, but it's not going to be like Stoner Christmas or anything like that.
Doubtful. It's too hard. The margins are too tight right now.
That's for sure. But I mean, people will be shopping. Like, it's an expected sales day. So,
right.
I'm sure there's going to be like free stuff, free Jeeters at many places.
Probably.
Not because they're just giving out shit. It's just they're just a great, like, they're really good at their marketing. They give out a lot of cool stuff. So,
right.
I'm sure there's like free swag and stuff.
That's exciting. I'm really excited. I wish I was up there. I've not done holidays in Michigan. I'm going to have to put that on the calendar.
Oh, yeah. Well, 420.
I think that's why, because the way that you and I do 420 for like, it's like a week long road trip and there's dress up now and like it's a fucking
it's very involved.
It's a ticker tape parade. It's amazing. So
yeah. So Green Wednesday is just not that exciting.
No, it'll be, I'm excited for it though. I think, it'll be a good time to get some good, new, fresh stuff. I think that it's coming to a point, too, of where you brands are going to save up for this. Like, it's not just – you're not just getting out product to get out product. I think people are maturing a little bit enough to be, like, have, you know, holiday product and stuff like that, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I know. I love we were kind of talking about this with just branding of bags and pre-rolls and stuff, but having, you know, specific strain specific stuff like for holidays, that's kind of unique. And I kind of see it starting to trickle in a little bit. And I wonder if there's going to be like some turkey strains out there. Tastes like gravy or something.
I would take a gravy tasting strain over something that tasted like and this is my personal preference, of like garlic or
yeah, I don't like
just
this.
The name. I saw the strain. It was called Wagyu, like Mm-mm. or Wagyu or whatever. Wagyu?
That smelled like straight meat.
I can't.
It was straight meat. So it's so fucking crazy. But I bet like someone's going to do it one day. They're going to have like a Thanksgiving strain that smells like gravy.
I mean, I would do it now. Pumpkin pie. Go for that.
Yes, I want that. Please.
And notice I did not say pumpkin spice latte. I said a pumpkin pie.
No PSLs for Midwest Canna Queen, apparently.
Nope. Did not have one. But I will take a peppermint one. So maybe we can find some infused peppermints or something.
Ooh, I like that. I love a peppermint latte.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
What else do we have? Christmas vacation and snacks?
Yeah, that's what I just talked about.
Okay. So we covered everything.
Do you remember that? Were you there?
Knock, knock. No one is home.
Told you all about it.
Well, I think that means that it's time for our last segment, Puff or Pass.
Yes.
So we'll take a quick break first to gather our gather our brains.
Ready to light some shit up.
Let's light her up. We're here. And it's time for Puff or Pass. If we puff on it, that means we like it. And if we pass on it, that means we're not feeling it. So what are we lighting up this week?
So here's the thing. Because we picked something out, I was on a complete Puff or Pass rant just now. And I was like, this is how this shit happens.
It's just such a natural transition.
It's just a natural transition of like, just I just start bitching. And then it's like, no, we actually have a segment called that Step Away from the Vehicle. What are we puffing on, passing on this week?
Thanksgiving turkey. Gobble, gobble.
I feel like it's contested, like very contentious, not contested, contentious topic.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really, the only turkey that I've ever liked was the one year I got to cook it for myself during COVID. And it was a small turkey. So It didn't take that long. And it was still very juicy.
Yeah.
And it had like the crispy skin on it. And it was really good. But I'm sorry. I don't like a 20-pound dry ass turkey. Like, that's not my vibe.
No, in my head, it always is Christmas vacation. You cut into it and the whole thing is just like, and so.
Just like flapping skin.
So gross. So here's a story. I too am passing on turkey. I'll take a deli turkey meat, Jersey Mike's, Jimmy John's, any
Jersey Mike's
fucking day of the week. I love it. It'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Do I want to?
Well, that's a sandwich. So
it is a sandwich and it is thinly shaved or sliced. For me, I think it's dry. It's not my jam. Mm-hmm. However, here's my story. So we're hosting and I was like, I'm not into turkey. Should we just do ham? And we decided that was great because we know we're doing like prime rib for Christmas. Like we've got things that we know we're having. And so we can plan this menu. And I'm like, okay. So we decide we're getting this goose ham. I'm like, it's going to be great. So then my dad calls and I wanted to like confirm a couple things. And I was like, hey, does it matter turkey or ham? And he's like, you can do whatever you want. And he goes, meh. Maybe find a turkey breast, like a smoked turkey breast. And I was like, I should have never fucking asked. He's not wrong. They usually are delicious, but I will find a pre-cooked, probably at Costco or something, like just a turkey breast. I'm not going to cook a full turkey. We're not doing that whole thing. That I can handle. He's not wrong. That's a quick and easy thing. But on the regular, it was just very funny because I knew I was coming in here and he was like, do whatever you want. Get both.
What a dad thing. I feel like if I the thought of ham, I like that better. I like that better than turkey. It's juicy.
Yeah.
But
the next day you can make ham and egg sandwiches.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ham and egg?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just fry up the like sliced ham that's left over.
Ooh.
Put a fried egg on it.
Okay. I was like imagining a deviled egg situation in my for some reason.
We should do more drugs together today.
But I was kind of into it because I love a deviled egg. Well, just like smash it down with some ham.
I was just at an event that had deviled eggs with bacon on, like crumpled on top of it. So that would make sense. It was basically ham. Yeah.
I know. Wow. I am so hungry now.
I know.
Although I'm passing on turkey. I'm sorry. It's not the best.
It's not my jam either.
No, but I mean, I'll eat it.
What about a turducken? Have you ever had a turducken?
No.
Me neither.
That would freak me the fuck out.
It would freak me out too. Well, what about tofurkey?
I don't think so.
Okay. Listen, I'm just covering all of the bases.
But Jimmy John's? Yes.
Jersey Mike's? Jersey Mike's?
Puffs. Yes. Puff on that.
Right. Thanksgiving turkey dinner. No, just turkey. Pass.
No. Okay. Give me the sides.
Well, are we done here?
We're ready for this Thanksgiving time?
I think so. I'm going to go eat Thanksgiving right now.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving. And I want more Hydea scent because whew, guys, bringing it. I love it.
Yes.
Way more fun for us to talk about some of this stuff.
Yes, we want to hear your thoughts, your highest thoughts.
They're great.
Write it down.
Anyways, thank you for listening and hanging out with us.
If you like what you heard today, please tell all your friends and rate and review us on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon.
Follow us on Instagram at The Devil's Lettuce Ladies, on Twitter at Lettuce Ladies, or head over to our website at www.thedevilslettuceladies.com. Boom! Boom!
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway.
Until next time, flower to the people.
And smoke the patriarchy.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.